Today is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the season of Lent. A few weeks ago, I was talking with somebody, and he said, you know, I don't really believe in God no more. I said, it's okay, I respect your opinion. He said, because I have looked for God, I have searched for God in so many places, and I can't even find God. I said, there's one more place you need to try. And he said, where is that? I said, go look for God on Facebook. You'll find him. He said, why Facebook? I said, well, on Facebook, you'll find the good, the bad, and the ugly. Everybody's on Facebook. School's on Facebook. Church is on Facebook. So I said, go on Facebook. You will find God. We have come to identify with the living God as we begin this season of Lent. Lent is one of my best seasons. I love this season of Lent. I love it because we are going to be polished by the ashes. It reminds me how human I am. It reminds me that I can be broken. It reminds me of my emptiness, my longing, my yearning for God. It reminds me without God, I am absolutely nothing. It reminds me that my life here has an end. Remember your dust, and the dust you shall return. That some days I will die, and I will appear before God. And when I die, what will I be remembered for? What is the legacy that I'm leaving behind? This is the time to think about our life. This is the time to seek the face of God. This is a time for conversion. This is a time for repentance. But how do we do it? We are called to engage in prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Well, you know, we have been observing this for years. And if you're not careful, you will just go through the emotions of Lent without really benefiting anything from this wonderful, joyful season. It is a joyful season. As a little boy, I hated Lent because of how we practiced Lent in my house. I went to a Catholic school. We had nuns in my school. When I was in elementary school, we used to have a piggy bank. So it was all parents agreed, you know, during Lent, your breakfast money, you will give it to the nuns. They'll put it in a piggy bank. And at the end of the Lenten season, the money is given to the poor. I was so angry with that. Because I said, why do you have to take my money for food and give it to the poor? You know, as kids, there's a way we think. It was always taking the money to give to the poor. And I even recognized some of those students that the money was given to them. So when I see them, there's a way I look at them and say, you took my money. But as you get older, the way you look at things changes. I've asked people over and over, what do you do for the season of Lent? People tell me I'm going to give up something. I'll give up candy. I'll give up drinking soda. I'll give up food. Why do you give these things up? Then after Lent, you go back to eat them. So what do you benefit from doing that? So I tell people, Lent is a time to be proactive. Lent is a time to do something very positive. Something not just for 40 days, something that will help you to improve who you are, to better your life. I choose to pray more during Lent. So even after Lent, I can keep on praying. I choose to go for Mass every day, or maybe on Sunday, so that after Lent, I can keep going for Mass. But when it's all about giving up something, what do you benefit? Oh, you know, I love to eat rice. I'm going to give rice up for Lent. Wonderful. Then after Lent, what happens? You go back to eat rice. From small bowl, you eat a larger bowl. So you really don't benefit. So we should think of Lent as a time to really do something very, very positive. Something that will help us not just for the 40 days, but even after the 40 days, so that we can have a good life. is a time of sober reflection. There's this great philosopher who said, an unexamined life is not worth living. Lent is a time to think about our spirituality. Lent is a time to think about how we can grow in our faith. Lent is the time I can say, yes, I can do it. You know, I don't really sit down to watch TV, but sometimes I love to watch TV. I love to watch wrestling, you know. During this Lent, I'm going to cut back. Maybe, I will say. But one thing I love this time of the year is American Idol. Well, the part that I love so much about American Idol is the audition. You know, people came from different places. Everybody that came for that audition said, I can sing, I want to go to Hollywood. So I love their energy, you know. I love the vitality of everybody who came there said, I can sing, I can do it, I can go to Hollywood. That should be the attitude of every Christian, that yes, I can do it. This season of Lent, I can do it. I can become a better person. I can become a better Christian. I can become a better human being. It's a time we reconnect. We reconnect to God, to friends, to families, to neighbors, and to people around us. It's a time to think about your strengths and your weaknesses. These areas I'm doing good, keep on doing well. The areas I'm not doing too good, oh, I talk too much, I gossip, I judge people, I need to stop. How do I stop? Think about it. So I am going to do something to stop. Now, even after Lent, I'll keep on trying. Christians, don't give up. We are people of hope. In the second reading, we are called the ambassadors of Christ. This is the time to think, how do I truly become the ambassador of Christ? We're going to ask you, will you turn from sin and be faithful to the gospel? And what will you say? Yes. If you say no, then I say, go back home and think about it. Then you say yes, then say, remember, you are dust, and the dust you shall return. This is a very powerful, beautiful prayer. You know, remember, you are dust, and the dust you shall return. Then we're going to give you some makeup, polish your forehead, and say, you know, we mark you with a sign of faith. So as we begin this Lenten season, I encourage you, my friends, it is not going to be easy, but we can do it. It's a time to say, I want to do something positive. I want to be proactive. I want to improve my prayer life. I want to pray the rosary every day. I want to go for mass, you know. I want to be nice to people. I want to say good things about people. Just think very positive. And once you can hold on to that by being positive, I tell you, you will enjoy this season of Lent, and the joy of this season will take you to the joy of the Easter season, and you will have a wonderful time. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to bless the ashes, then I am going to give you some makeup.